Shalom Rabosai. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Tes Zion. We have a fun daf for you today, so let's dive right into it. We are at the bottom of Kuf Tes Vav on the base. Two lines up on the bottom, Tanu Rabbanan. We had been talking about the parsha of Vayihi ben Soa Aron, and we are going to darshan that, or at least discuss that parsha, shall we say, in more depth. So again, this is in Parshas Baaloscha. It's Aron, it's bracketed, if you ever got an aliyah, I think it's Revi or Chamishi, maybe Chamishi in Baaloscha, so at the end it says, Vayibin Tzah Aron, it's bracketed by two Nunim Hafuchim, two upside down Nuns, and that's what the Gemara talks about right now. Tanu Rabbanan Lamed Rabbeisa, Vayibin Tzah Aron, Vayibin Moshe, Parsha Zu, Asala, Kosh Baruch Hu, Simonios, Lamala, Ulamata. Kosh Baruch Hu made signs, Simonios, a simon, before and after. Now, Pashtus is that's the Nunim Hafuchim that we have nowadays in the Sefer Torah. There's a Maharshal that says that we should not write backward Nuns, right? I can calculate that will pass on the Torah, but that, obviously that's not how we paskin. The minhag nowadays is to write these backward Nuns. I heard a Pshat, as we're going to see in a second, because this is going to separate between, you know, you'll see in a second, but why a nun and why backwards? So we know that by Ashrei, we don't have a nun, because nun might stand for nefila, for falling down, and as we'll see in the Hemshech of the Gemara, that this was, itself wasn't a depiction of Am Yisrael falling, but you'll see in a minute that it was to separate between Puranios and disasters that happen. So either way, there are simonios, there are signs in between, before and after, this three pasuk paragraph. Lomar to tell you she'ein ze mekoma, that this is not actually its proper place. That's what the Tanakhama says. She says she'ein aruya lekan, right? It's in the end of Baaloscha. Really, it should have been earlier in Sefer Bamidbar by the Degolim. Rashi says that's in Parshas Bamidbar proper. It should have been earlier because it makes sense, right? It talks about the Degolim, the encampments, and the flags. And then it says, and it was when I even saw Aron, and then Am Yisrael would travel, etc. So that's the proper place. Rebbe Omer Lo Min Hashem Hu Zeh. Rebbe says that's not the reason. That's not why we have Nunim Hafuchim. Ella, rather, Mipnei Sefer Chashuv Hu, because it's its own Chashuv Sefer Bifnei Atzmo, in and of itself. Right? Kaman Azla, who is that like? So Kaman Azla Hadra Bishmo Bar Nachman Rav Yonasan, whose shita is like the following statement of Rabbi Yonasan, Chatzva Amudei Sheva, that the Torah is as pillars, is seven pillars. The Chatzov is to, what's the word for sculpt or dig out when you're talking about stone? I forget. All right, either way, to carve out seven pillars, maybe. Elu Sheva Sifrei Torah. These are the seven Sifrei Torah. So, that's weird. We usually think of five, but if you're really holding like Rebbe, and then that's what the Gemara says, that is Kaman Karebi. It's Rebbe Shita, that this is a parsha been cited of itself. So really, we think of five Sifrei Torah, but really, according to Rebbe, there are seven. Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, the first part of Bamidbar up until Vayibin Soa, the last part of Bamidbar, and then Dvarim. So Bamidbar is in and of itself three different Svarim. Okay, either way, there's a whole lot when you get to Parshas. I guess we just had Parshas Baaloscha. There's a whole lot of Torah here and what the significance is of it, but let's go a little further and keep it to a Daf Yomi style. Okay, so Tana, we learned the Rebbeisa. Man Tana de Poligalea de Rebbe. Who is the Tana, the Tanakhama, who argues on Rebbe? Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. That's Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. The Tanya, like we learned in the Raisa, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Omer, Asida Parsha Zu Shate Aker Mikan Viti Chasev Bimkoma. Fascinating that eventually that the Torah will be changed a little bit. Right? When Rashi says, La Asidji, you call it Paranus Betelin, when we'll have no more troubles. We'll let you die with Paranus. Yitzhara Batel, right? It seems like the Mos Mashiach, or at least, you know, some point in the future, Bezrat Hashem, Olam Haba, Mos Mashiach, depending on, you know, how you understand that, but there'll be no Yitzhara, and there won't be any trouble, so seemingly the Sefer Torah, very strange, but the Sefer Torah will change, and will move this to its proper place. That's the Tanakhama Shita, that's an Ein Zu Makoma, this is not the proper place. V'lama Kosva Kan, so therefore, why is it written over here? Kedei lehapsik beinu puranos rishona lepuranos shniya, right, to stop, to intersperse between one puranos and the second puranos. We don't want to have puranos back to back. You don't want to have in the Torah immediate puranos. What is that? What are those back to back puranos that we have written back to back? So Gemara says, first of all, puranos shniya maihi. Let's define the second one. That's immediately after the Vayi Ben Soa. It says Vayi Ha'am Kemes Onanim. Rabbi is Ne'ashem. Am Yisrael started complaining. Right, and that was there was a fire. And there was a plague. Am Yisrael got upset. They got punished for that. So what's Puranos Rishona? What's the first Puranos though? Vayisume Har Hashem, that they traveled from Har Sinai. They departed from Hashem. From Hashem. What does that mean? Very strange. So Rashi and Tosfos have a machlokas here. Rashi's pshat is really difficult. Rashi says me'achare Hashem b'soch gimel yomim l'masan, after 3 days after they left Har Sinai, hisavu ha'safsuf ta'avo. The people had a craving at a taiva, and they wanted slav, la'hisra malabosa, and they wanted meat. That's the problem with that pshat, is that that comes immediately after Vayihi Ha'am Kemes Onanim. Right, as soon as Vayihi Ha'am Kemes Onanim, you look in the part, you look in the chumash, there's the nunim afuchim, Vayihi Ha'am Kemes Onanim, the people complained, and then then the people desired a craving, desired meat. So, mistama, what Rashi means is that the Vayisume Har Hashem, which comes before the Nunim Afuchim, is talking about the Asaf Suf, the slav and the meat and whatnot. But it's very difficult because Lamaisa, right, the whole point of the Nunim Afuchim and Vayi Ben Soa is to break up Vayam Kemisonim and the other Puranos. Well, if the other Puranos is literally right after it in the Chumash, so why did you move Vayi Ben Soa to where you moved it? So Tosfos has a different shot. Tosfos says that really, what is it? Vayi Suma Hashem. It's the way. It's the pretty well known medrash, the manner in which Am Yisrael left Har Sinai, and he quotes Ketina Kayotze Mebeis Sefer. It's like a child leaving school on the last day of school. Today was the last day of school for my daughter. She was very, very happy. So Am Yisrael left Har Sinai like a kid running out of school. I didn't want any more halachos. So that already makes a lot of sense. Vayisu Mar HaShem, that was inappropriate. You have the Nunim Afuchim, and then you have Vayiyam Kemizonanim. So that already splits up two Puranas that are back-to-back. Why don't you split up Vayiyam Zonanim and then Nasaf Suf? Okay, so maybe Tosfos would say that they are the same type of Puranas. So maybe that goes, those the last two go together. Okay, either way, fine. What is the proper place for Vayi Ben Soa? Amar Rav Ashi b'Degolim, right? Again, as we said before, as Rashi quoted in Parshas Bamidbar when they talk about the encampment of Am Yisrael. Iboilu. Okay, so now we've been talking about, right, the first, the Mishnah had yesterday discussed what you can save from a fire on Shabbos. I saw, actually, if you look on the news, there was a Rachman Litzlan. I don't want to say it's an inspiring story, but Rachman Litzlan, there's a fire down in Boca. It's making the rounds, and in a person's house, and they were able, apparently the house is like wrecked, but they were able to save a Sefer Torah from the fire. They have a whole news production. I'm sure if you Google it, you can find it. So Taka, you know, someone pointed out, like, Dafka, that was yesterday's daf, and today's daf. Like, what can you not save from a fire? So Baruch Hashem, we assume that there are no coincidences in this world. But either way, Iboilu. So now we dive back into that topic. What about Hagilyonim Shel Sefer Torah? What about the margins, the upper and lower? Rashi writes Klafim Chalakim, right, pieces of klaf, right? They call it Stadim, right on the sides, Lamala Lamata, right? The stuff that you don't write, right? Sefer Torah, you open a Sefer Torah, got some space all around it. As the Ramban writes, it has to be Eish Shechora Al Gabi Eish Lavana. You need to be able to see the letters. It has to be some white on the back. Okay, so either way, so what about the outsides? Do we save that from a fire? So, ein matzilu v'samet b'nei delika. So the Gemara says, let's see, toshma. Let's bring a proof. Sefer Torah shebola, if you have a Sefer Torah that got worn out, im yesh bo lilkot lelake shmonim v'chamesh osios. I always had this at the end of yesterday's doc. If you can get to 85 letters, if you go in parshas, why you been so, I like the parshas, why you been so, matzilin, v'im lavi matzilin, but if you can't get to 85 letters, then you don't save it. So the Gemara says, "Am I? Why shouldn't you save the Sefer Torah? Typically, Mishum Gilyon today. Why don't you just save the Gilyon? Apparently, what do you see? That you don't need to save the margins from the fire." So the Gemara says, "No, Bala shiny. That Bala, if it's worn out, so that's different." Rashi says, "Kevin Shabala Afa Gilyon Batal." Right? If you have no Torah, you have no Gilyon. Maybe the din is that if the Torah is worn out, then you have no margins. It's just a piece of cloth, and it doesn't matter. So that doesn't prove anything. Tashma, let's bring a proof. Sefer Torah shenimchak al yidei. Sefer Torah shenimchak. If Sefer Torah was erased, and yesh bo lalakei shmonim v'chamesh osios kigon parshas vayibin tzahar or matzilin v'imlav ein matzilin. Same thing. If the Torah was erased, not worn out, but it was erased. So if you got 85 letters. So then you can save it. If not, you don't. By my typically mishum gilyon today. Again, same shakavataria. So what it says, right? Why shouldn't you? Why do you have to get to 85 letters? Shouldn't you just save it because of its margins? So makom aksav lo komay bayalis. So the Gemara says you're right. We're not asked. Don't even ask right, the place where there was writing. Meaning for sure there is no kedusha, right? If it was erased. So the Gemara says, meaning the Gemara here is assuming that when you're talking about the margins, so you're talking about a blank piece of cloth. Right? So you don't have to ask that in terms of blank piece of cloth. Rashi says, Devade migra gara, it's not kadosh, you don't have to say that. The kasha is, though, the chikadosh, right, so okay, the chikadosh, because the only reason it's holy is agav ksav de kadosh, right, is because you have ksav on it. So azla ksav, azla lo kedushosa. Right? When the ksav is gone, there is no more kedusha. Ki kami boyle, the only question is, shamala v'shalmata, shebein parsha l'parsha, shebein daf l'daf, shebechilas ha-sefer, l'basof. Right? The only kasha is, right, above, below, the spaces, in between. Right? That's always l'maisa, meaning it's not lacking anything. Right? A sefer Torah that was erased, so it loses kedusha, that area loses kedusha because it's gone. But that was always designated as open blank space. So maybe you should save that because it's the same. It's complete. It's intact. It hasn't been lost anything. So Gemara says typically mishamahu, but why doesn't the Brisa say that you should save it because of the margins? Apparently, if the Brisa doesn't say that, right, that's the point I was trying to get to. But if the Brisa doesn't say that you should save it because of the margins, apparently you don't need to save the margins. So Gemara says the guy is vishadi. No. The case is where there are no margins. Right, that Bryce is talking about, it was just the area where the cloth was written on, and therefore that doesn't prove a thing. Toshma, I'll bring you another proof. Agilyonim shalmala v'shalmata. The upper and lower margins. Bein parsha l'parsha, bein daf l'daf, shem t'chidas ha-sefer, b'sof ha-sefer. All that stuff, all the white space, all the empty space between the cloth, before, after, in between each parsha, etc. Metame nesayidayim. It's metame. We mentioned that Chazal were gozer on a Sefer Torah that should have tumah, at least a low level of tumah, because they used to stick truma in the Aron Kodesh, right? Holy things go together, and what would happen? That the animals would come and eat the food, and they would ruin the Sefer Torah. So they were gozer that a Sefer Torah it has metame nesayidayim. What that is code word for is that it means that it has kedusha of a sefer Torah. So if the outer parts and all the margins have kedusha, apparently, right, you see that it is chashuv and you should have to save it from a fire. So someone says, well, that doesn't really prove it so much because dilma agav sefer Torah is shiny. Maybe they okay in a chenami when it's in a sefer Torah. So then, right, then it has kedusha, right, a full sefer Torah. But what about if there is no sefer Torah, right? The kasha, as we said, the kasha is the sefer Torah is erased. So what do you do with the margins? The Gemara doesn't prove from that brisa. So Toshma, I'll bring another proof. Let's figure this out. Hagilyonim v'sifrei minim. This is a fascinating one. If you have gilyonim, if you have the margins, and the sifrei minim, and the sifrei Torah of apikorsim, we'll explain what that means in a second. Let's just finish the proof, or the lack thereof, as you'll see. But we'll come back to this. What is sifrei minim? Fascinating. One second. Right. So, Ein Matzilin Osam Epinei Deleika, you do not save these Sfarim from a fire, Ela Nisrafim Bimkomon, Hein Va'az Karosehem. Rather, they get burned, them and the Shemos Hashem that are in them. My love, Gilyon of the Sefer Torah, is that not talking about a Gilyon of the Sefer Torah? The Gemara says, no, Gilyon is Sifrei Minim. It's talking about the Gilyon of a Sefer of the Min, of an Apikores, as we're going to explain what that is in a second. The Gemara says, Hashla Sifrei Minim Gufayui Matzilin. Wait, one second. If you're telling me you don't save the Sfarim themselves, Gilyonim, you need to tell me that you don't save the margins? Obviously. So the Gemara says, Hachikamra, this is what it means to save. Sifrei Minim Harei Hein Ki Gilyonim. The Sfarim of the Minim are like margins in that you don't save them, or you don't have to save them. So therefore, there is no real proof in terms of whether you have to save margins of an actual Sefer Torah, but where it was erased, right? This is not a good proof for that either. If you look at Rashi, Sifrei Minim, what is that? So Rashi says here, Misharsim l'Avodah Zarah. You have people who helped out Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And for whatever reason, they wrote a kosher Sefer Torah, Ksava, Shurus, Lashon HaKadosh, the whole deal. They wrote a kosher Sefer Torah. Tosafot says, I don't like that. It must be just a Sefer Torah that was found amongst the Goyim. But the fascinating part is that if you look in the Ritva, so the Ritva quotes Rashi and has a very different language. The Ritva says, not Mesharse Avodah Zarah, not people who help out and serve Avodah Zarah, but it says, Talmidei Yeshu, that the followers of Jesus. Fascinating. This could be one of the places where Rashi was censored. There are places in the Gemara where Rashi was censored. We had one back in Brachos. This could be that Rashi was censored, that the Ritva had the original text, and the Ritva quoted Rashi verbatim, and later in, you know, when it got, dangerous, so they censored Rashi, they wrote it Misharsei Avodah Zarah, but now it makes a lot more sense, right? How would an Ovid of Avodah Zarah have a Sefer Torah? What would be the point of a Buddhist with a Sefer Torah? So no, we're talking about Jews who were Ovdei Avodah Zarah in the times of Jesus, that they would have Sefer Torah, and sure enough, they would try and convert people. But just Shavuos, I just got something in my mailbox from missionaries, and it quoted all these psukim. And obviously, I don't really know the logic of missionaries dropping letters in mailboxes in Har Nof. Not sure what they thought would exactly happen. Guy opened his mailbox, Haredi guy, black hat, opens his mailbox. You know what? Maybe they have a point. I'm not sure what they're trying to do. But yeah, Dafka, if that's really what Rashi meant, so that's already much more understandable how Sefer Torah could get up, could be written and end up in the hands of these people. Okay, back into the Gemara. That's enough freelancing for now. Gufo, let's go back to something we just mentioned. Hagilyonim v'sifrei minim, again, where if you're just lost your place, we're about 10 lines down in the wide lines. Gufo, Hagilyonim v'sifrei minim in matzilu nusam l'pnei deleika. You do not save sifrei minim from and the gilyonim from the deleika. Rabbi Yossi Omer b'chol koder es hazkaros shelahen. V'gonzin v'ashar sofen. That if it's a weekday, you cut out the Shemos Hashem and then you burn them because you don't want to ruin the Shem Hashem. Oh, Rabbi Tarfon, no, what are you out of your mind? Akapech es banai, very harsh lashon. I will bury my kids. V'chamon alitzlan shem yavau liyodi. If any of these svarim come to my hands, shani esrof osam v'es askar shelahem. I'm going to burn them and their Shemos Hashem. Shafilu Adam Rodif Akhrav Lahargo Vanachash Rats Lachisho. Because if a person has someone running out to kill him, or a snake, it's going to bite him. Nichnas Lebeza Vodazara, it's better for him to go into a house of idol worship. Ve'in Nichnas Lebateim Shal Elu. And rather, it's better to go into a base of Vodazara than to go into a, let's say, a min, an Abikores, a Jew who knew what he was talking about, and then rejected it, and is now a kofer. One second, just to read Rashi over here. There's one I wanted to read. No, I take it. Okay, it doesn't matter. Oh, right. Okay, fine, never mind. Meaning that he didn't want to have anything to do with these svarim. He would even burn them. He would even burn them and their shemos, without cutting it out first. Because the goyim they don't recognize anything, but these Jews who went off the derech, so they knew Akash Baruch Hu, and their kofer b'kol, that's even worse. V'alehen Akash of Omer, on them the pasuk says Avachar Adelas from Mezuzah Shemes Zichronecha. I forget what that pasuk has to do with anything. okay. Rashi says over here, Zichronu b'yadecha ve'ina shechecha lecha. Asher shlachto siachar adela. Oh, meaning that they basically threw a Kosh Baruch Hu behind their door, I guess, that they knew of Kosh Baruch Hu, but they threw him behind the door. Okay, fine, not sure 100%. Am Rabbi Shmuel Kavachomer. It's a Kavachomer. Uma lasos shalom ben ish le'ishto am ratorah shemi shenechta b'kedusha yimcha la'amayim. Right, in the case of Sota, just like to make shalom, not just like, but if in a case of shalom bayis, where by the sota, Kosh Baruch Hu says, part of the process is you write my name on cloth, put it in water, erase it, and have the sota drink it. Right, that's to make shalom ben ish leishto. But so halalu shematilim kinov eva tachrus ben Yisrael avim shemashamayim. These people who try and stir up trouble and bring trouble between the Jews and their Father in heaven, alachas kama v'kama. Certainly, how much more so should we destroy the Shem Hashem written by these abikorsim? V'aleihem namar David. This is what David said. Hello. Misanecha Hashem asne uskomamecha eskotet tachlit sinas sinehem laivem hayuli. Okay. V'shem sha ein matzilin usam apnei adelika, and just like you don't save them from the fire, kach ein matzilin usam lo minam apolis v'lo minam ayim v'lo midavar shema abdan. So too, you don't save it from anything else that would threaten to destroy these types of svarim. Ba'amine riosu baruchanim rabbi avo. Hani sifri debei avidan. Be'avidon, fascinating, was a place, Rashi says, where they used to have debates between Jews and non-Jewish, shall we say, philosophers. So it was a debate hall. Fascinating. So Svarim of Be'avidon. Rashi says, Svarim shekosu lehem aminim litvakeach im Yisrael. Right? That the Abikorsim wrote these Svarim to kind of debate and fight with Am Yisrael. And that was the debate hall. That was Be'avidan. So Matzilin was some of Bnei Teleika. Oh, in Matzilin, do you save them or not? That was the question. Rabbi Yosef Bar Chamin asked Rabbi Avo in Velav Rafi Abiyade. Right, we've had this before. That he said yes or no, and kind of went back and forth between the two. Rav lo azul Be'avidan. Rav would never go to these debate houses. Vakolstra came the base Nitzarfi, and certainly he would go to Bnei Nitzarfi. Rashi says that was actual a house of the Vodazar. Shmuel Bnei Nitzarfi lo azul. Shmuel wouldn't go to Bnei Nitzarfi, but Bnei Avedon azul. He would go to this debate hall. Right. So Amr Leila Rava, they said to Rava, my time lo azul Bnei Avedon. So they tried to get Rava to come as well. Why haven't they asked him? Why haven't you come? Amr Lahu Dikla Palnei. Right. There's a palm tree on my way. It's in the way, I didn't want to... Ika Be'orcha. There's a palm tree in my way, I can't get around it. V'kashuli, it's difficult for me to get there, I'm sorry. Right, he was giving them just a story. He didn't actually want to go. Right? Obviously, there's a machlokes, as you can see, amongst the Amoraim, how to deal with these people. And some, we have it nowadays, a machlokes, how to deal with people who challenge the religion. Right, you should meet them head on, or should you just ignore them? So the Amoraim had similar issues. And you see that Shmuel would go and Rava would not. Rav would not, and Rava even made an excuse. He tries to say, "Yeah, I'm not interested. I can't get there. There's a boulder in my way." So when he says, "Niakre," so well, why don't we uproot it? So he says, "Dichte kashuli." Right. So there's a hole in the ground, so I can't make it. Right. It's impossible for me to get around. All right. He basically told them, gave them story until they didn't have to come. Marbar Yosef Amar Marbar Yosef said, "Ana ninayu, ana vlo mistafina minayu. I will go, and I am not afraid of them." Right, I Rashi says makirehem. I recognize them, meaning I'm not. They don't bother me. They don't give me trouble, and I'm not afraid to go debate them. Zim dechada azul and bo l'sakune. But once, sure enough, he went, and he got in trouble. He was a sakana. It was an issue. Right, it was he put himself into sakana. Right, doesn't explain what it was, but. Okay, fine. So you see that they did cause him trouble. Amosh. Shalom de Bisu, the Rabbi Eliezer, after the Rabbi Gamliel. The Ima Shalom, I think was her name, was de Bisu, was the wife of Rabbi Eliezer, Achte the Rabbi Gamliel, and the sister of Rabbi Gamliel. Hahu Philosopha. There was a philosophy guy. Rashi says here, Min, who's not Bikoris. They say on the side of the Mesar Zosha says that Rashi in Avodah Zarah says, it's a Chachmei Umos, one of the righteous, quote unquote, not righteous, but the intelligent philosophers of the Goyim. Shevavuse, that was in her neighborhood. So you had a Goyish philosopher in the neighborhood. And have a shokel shama, v'lo mekabel shochta. Right? He would judge there. But he would not take bribes. And Rashi says over here, right, the rumor was that he was unbribable. Right? But really, what was going on behind the scenes is that he was taking bribes. So they wanted to expose him. Right? Rashi says, how you makabla the seser, he really would take these bribes. But really, his reputation was that he was yasher. Right? He was as they say, a crooked judge. So boi la chuche bay. So they wanted to mess him up. They wanted to make fun of him and expose him. So aile le shraga de dahava v'azulukame. So she gave him a golden candlestick and went to, for a judgment against her brother Rabban Gamliel. Right. So amar le. So she said to him, beina de nifligili beniski de beinashi. I want a portion in my father's inheritance. As you know, Torah law says that if there are brothers, so the Yerusha, Apia Torah, goes to the sons. So Malahu plugu. So he said, split it up. So Malay, so Gamliel said to him, so Ksivlan b'makom bra bartaloteros. But what does it mean? The Torah law is that if there's a son, the daughter doesn't get any inheritance. So Malay, minyoma de glisem me'ar achon, is Natalis Oraisa de Moshe, Visavis Sifra Chrisi. Fascinating. From the days you were exiled, Moshe's Torah has gone, and there's another book. I forget Torah's Moshe. Right? Unfortunately, we've seen many of these accusations in our long history. V'ksivbe, and the philosopher said, it's written in that book, Bra Ubarta Kechada Yerson, that a son and a daughter, not brothers, I guess brother and sister as well, they inherit in the same way. Meaning that she should get a portion just like you. L'macha, the next day, Hadar Ayale Ihu Chamara Luva. The next day, Rabbi Gamliel brought in this fancy donkey. So the judge brought him back to court and said, Shapilus the Sefer, the Sefer of a Kazavlai. I messed up. If you read the end of the Sefer, this new book that you guys got after you were exiled or whatever, the new book, at the end it says, Ana v'lo lo lemiftas min oraisa de Moshe asisi v'lo la sufe. Lo la sufe al oraisa de Moshe asisi. The book should not add or subtract anything from Moshe's Torah. Ksivbe, it says in that Torah, it says, b'makom bra bartaloseiros. When there's a son, the daughter does not inherit anything. So Amalei, so she said to him, Nahor, Nahor, Echishraga, your light has... you're lighting up like a lamp, like a candlestick. And Rabbi Gamliel said, "Asa chamra ubadash the shraga." A donkey came and kicked the candlestick, the light, and people understood. Rashi says that's what was going on, and they exposed him for being a bum. Okay, fine. So we said okay. Now back in the Mishnah, we had said that why don't we read ksuvim? We said on Shabbos we don't read ksuvim. And the question is, right, because bitul beit hamidrash, because we don't want to be mevatel Torah. So what kind of Torah is that? We had mentioned before, but let's just, this is what the Gemara says. Amar Rav lo shana el bezman beit hamidrash. That's only when you can't read ksuvim, that's only when there's a shir going on in the beit hamidrash. Amar shalom bezman beit hamidrash, but when there's no shir, right, Koran, then you can read ksuvim, right? We mentioned because the Rav would give it the halacha shir, and it's more important for the people to go hear the shir than to learn ksuvim. Okay. So that's what Rav would say. If there's no shir, so then you can read the ksuvim, no problem. Ushmul, amar afilu shalom bezman beis hamedrash in Korin. And Shmuel says, even if there's no shir going on, you shouldn't really read ksuvim on Shabbos. Ain't is that really true? Vanarda, sorry, the Shmuel hava, right? Shmuel lived in Narada. Uvin Narada, he paski sidra, b'ksuvim, b'minchas of the Shabbos. And they would read ksuvim right after mincha on Shabbos. So apparently you see that you can read it. There's no shir going on, but you could read it. They read ksuvim after mincha. Ella Idmar Hachim. Rather, this is really, if it was anything was said, this is what was said. Amarav Rav said, Lo Shano El Bamakom Beis HaMedrash. See, that's only in the Beis HaMedrash. Shalom Bamakom Beis HaMedrash, but if you're at home, so then Korin, then that's fine. Ushmul Amar Bain Bamakom Beis HaMedrash, Bain Shalom Bamakom Beis HaMedrash, regardless of where you are, Bisman Beis HaMedrash in Korin. When you can't read the Ksuvim when the Shir is going on. They want people to come to the Shir in Shul. By the Rav. Shalom is my base of Medrash, but if it's not when the Rav is giving a shir, Koran, then you are allowed to read them whenever you want and wherever you want. V'az the Shmuel Tamei, this is Shmuel agrees with himself, the Ben Arda, Piskei Sidra, the Ksuvim, Bim Minchas of the Shabbos, and they would read Ksuvim after Mincha. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says, no, Lo'olam Kedamar. Really, it's like we said, Kedamar Meikara. That Shmuel, we'll see what Shmuel says, Shmuel Karabi Nechemia. Shmuel is really explaining. Like Rabbi Nechemia, even though he doesn't really hold like him, but he's explaining like Rabbi Nechemia. right? The Tanya Aval Pesha Amru Kisvei Kodesh in Karim Behem Aval Shonim Behem Vidoshim Behem. And even though they said that Ksuvim, you shouldn't really read them, but you can learn them and you can darshan them, right? Meaning you can look them up if you're learning them, if you're diving into them. Nitzrach Lifsok Mevi Varoabo. Right, if you need a nitzar the pasuk, if you need to see a pasuk, you're allowed to kind of like check it out and see what's going on. Abraham and Nechemiah, if Nema Amru Kisvei Kodesh in Korin Bahem, Kadesh Yomru Bekisvei Kodesh in Korin, the Koshekin Shtari Hediotas. The Rabbi Nechemiah's Shita was, he said, we don't read Ksuvim. Why? To impress upon themselves, well, if we don't read Ksuvim, so that we definitely don't read regular stuff, right? Regular Shtaros, etc., etc. Right, it was a hechatimtza, it was a gzeira. So that's what Shmuel was saying. He was saying, according to Rabbi Nechemiah's Shita, so then you don't read them. Afilu shelo bezman beis hamedrash ein korin, that even not during the shir, you shouldn't read them because they may actually, you want to make sure that people realize that you shouldn't be reading regular random pieces of literature on Shabbos. If you can't read Ksuvim, for sure you can't read that random stuff. But Shmuel himself, in his own neighborhood, so that he didn't hold like that, and they would certainly read it after. Okay, new Mishnah. Let's go weiter. Matzilin tika sefer in my sefer. You can save the Torah cover with the Torah itself. V'tik tefillin in the tefillin, so too the tefillin bag as well. V'afal pi she'yesh l'sochan malos. Even if, for whatever reason, there is money inside of the tefillin bag. Now that is, as the Shulchan Aruch writes, that's actually inappropriate. You shouldn't have money in your tefillin bag. What people are knowing to do is that not only do they put they have like a little pouch with money that goes outside the tefillin bag. I don't mean in the plastic. I mean in the actual tefillin bag itself. So people have, let's say, perhaps a tzedakah, a little pouch, so that the money is not even in the plastic of the tefillin. It's in a bag inside the plastic of the tefillin. Okay, either way. But the din is that you really shouldn't do that. So it could be that it was put there inappropriately. But either way, even if the bag is technically muktzah because it has money in it. Well, it's muktzah because it's tefillin also. But if you're saving it for whatever reason, you can also save the tefillin bag as well, even if it has money inside. Where can you save it to? This we'll talk about not today, but I believe it's tomorrow. L'mabui she'inu mufulash. To a mabui, an alleyway that is not mufulash, that is not open on both sides. B'Mesera says, afla mufulash, even if it's open on both sides, and we'll get to the significance of that mitzvah tomorrow. So either way, let's dive in. Tan Rabbanan with under the brisa. Arbasar shechal lios b'shavis. If korban, we'll see the connection to our mission in a second. But if the 14th of Pesach fell out on Shabbos, right? Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos proper, like this year, like it will. Mitzvah Shema Baalein al Tova. We'll be zochah to bring the korban of the Beis HaMikdash, right? This year has been crazy, and it would not surprise me. Rachman al-Islam, not that it needs to be a crazy year for Mashiach and the Beis HaMikdash to be built, but the way this year has been going, I'm down. Anyway, if it's Erev Shabbos, right, you have to bring the korban Pesach. You have to shech the korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. Let's say it's Shabbos. So you can, the din is that you can shech the korban Pesach on Shabbos, right? But you have to be careful, perhaps, not to do all of the things that you would normally do while skinning the animal. We know that you have to bring some of the insides of the Korban Pesach. Some of the insides go to the Kohen and go on the Mizbeach, more accurately. And then you take the animal home and you eat it. So the din is, says the Tanakhama, it says Rabbi Yishmael, that mafshitin es ha-pesach ad hechazeh. You can skin it, you can open up the animal up until the breast. I'm not sure exactly where that is on the goat, but let's say, up until, let's say, the breast, so that you can take out the fats and whatever you need. I'm not familiar, I think we get to it in Maseches Pesachim, exactly what you need to put on the mezbeach, only up until the breast area. The Chachamim say, "Mafshitin es kulo." You can do all of it. You can take off the whole skin, the whole deal. You can do all of the cutting that you need. The Gemara says, "Bishlam alar Bishmal b'nosha Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka." I get his shita, "Daha is avid leitzorech kavoa," because at that point, when you get to the breast, I guess the breast bone, the rib cage, or whatever, you've already done tzorech kavoa. You've done what you need for the korban, and any further cutting is technically unnecessary. So that's the pshat. That's his reason. That's why, right? Again, it's Shabbos. You can't just be cutting animals for no reason. That's usher. So you do whatever you need to for the korban. El rabbanon my time. But what's the rabbanon? Why would they allow you to do everything? So Amar Rava Bar Chana, Amar Yochanan, Amar Kala. The pasuk says, "Kol Paul Hashem Lamanehu." You do everything for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, for himself. Vahacha, I'm just checking something. Sorry. Okay. Yeah. Vahacha my lamanehu. And what is the lamanehu over here? What's the point of taking off all the skin and all the whatever you need? So Ika, what is there? So Rav Yosef Amar Shlaya Asriach and Rava Amar Shlaya Hu Kodesh Shemayim Mutalin Kinevela. Machlokas Rav Yosef and Rava. Rav Yosef says you won't smell, and Rava says you don't have a Kodesh Shemayim like a carcass just lying in the street, right, cut open and waiting for further, not surgery, but I guess processing. My benayu, what's an afkamim between the two of them? So you can benayu the manacha pis apsora the dahava. Maybe if you put one nafkamina between those two pinions, is if you put it on a golden table, so then it doesn't look like you just threw it in the street. It doesn't look like a nevela, but it still might smell. So that would be a difference between Rav and Rav Yosef. Inami, another reason, yoma de istana, a day when you have a very strong wind, so that it won't smell, but it still will look like, so according to Rav Yosef, it'd be fine. But according to Rava, so it still will look like an avela just lying there, and therefore you should have to cut the whole thing. Shmuel ben Obra, Shavuach ben Broga, hi, Paul, Hashem l'mano, my avidle. What does Rabbi Shmuel use with that? Do with that pasuk? Shulayotis ha'imurim kodim havshatos ha'or. That you shouldn't take out the stuff that you need to burn on the mizbeach before you cut the skin. Right, they cut the skin all the way up to the breastbone. So it's my time, huh? So I'm Rav Vinobar, the Rav Nasan, Mishum Nimin. Because there might be some hairs, you have to cut the animal open enough so that there are some. Because otherwise, when you take out the fat, so you'll inevitably get some hairs. Right? You don't have enough of. You have to squeeze it out of a tiny incision, so you're going to end up getting some hairs and some kind of inappropriate stuff that gets stuck to the fats when you kind of squeeze it out. So therefore, you have to open up a hole big enough. Right, this is not any Kohanim that are squeamish. Right, it's not really for them. Okay. Either way, Shkoya Kodol Ravosa, we go weiter in Hilig Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.